Captain?
Yes, here we are on the lovely streets of New York for one of the parade of parades on the all-day parade day parade. Yes, it's a fine sight. The caged rungs of the Latter-day Saints, the float of Prince Rock, shined and carved, the street dancing girls of Our Lady of the Streets, the mobile home of Prince Few, and several more hidden from Few, with floating black polygons being pulled overhead. But wait, what's this?
It's turkey time. Sounds and slop in stereo from the cutting room floor of WBAI.
Daring and resourceful masked rider of the plane. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear.
See up
from out of the past come the thundering of the great war. The lone builder.
Isn't that our coach driver, Bob?
It certainly looks like him to me.
Keeps very good time.
A new Mojangles man's and he danced.
Isn't it about time we put that kind of muscle on our side? Listen.
Your breath ain't so hot either.
For a constitutional amendment rather than an act of Congress.
And I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
I look at you.
Keep talking loud enough and fast enough, everything will be all right. So if you'll just stay tuned, folks, we'll keep on talking. Yes, that's down and...
Oh, my goodness. What was that?
This is Wallow Anchorman. Two little girls, Little Miss Mary Sunshine, 9, and Susie Darling, 11, were machine gunned to death by Green City Police yesterday afternoon while voluntarily picking up litter in Flintlock Park near their homes in a spontaneous and childlike, though perhaps rather naive, effort to beautify their environment.
We'll burn down my snipers!
Stated Police Sergeant Pig Fat.
Besides, against municipal statute to collect trash without paying your local government and its representatives the necessary fees, licenses, and honorariums necessary in order to ensure the continuance of our present system of government and business forever. We simply cannot allow the law to be humiliated and degraded by anyone, no matter how youthful or innocent. Why, what would happen to our holy and benevolent system of order and obedience if people could do anything they wanted to do without asking permission of your duly constituted higher authorities first? Paying necessary fees, dues, honorariums, fines, and other monies without which our wonderful system of gigantic expansionism under lawful order could not thrive.
I was just trying to make the world a little better place.
Gasped Little Mary just before the last convulsion of her torn heart gushed a fountain of blood from her mouth, stilling her small voice forever. More news in a moment. First, this word.
Say, Radiolanders, your government is in desperate straits. Don't be so foolhardy as to turn your back on it. Be smart. Get behind your government and push. A message in the public interest.
City Burg was forced to foreclose Gahanna Heights, a post-one-of-our war suburban overdevelopment, as de facto milk and neo-honey company layoffs cut into the paying ability of its residents.
You are asleep now. I have...
Defense Squad! The brave men in the front lines of your government struggle to protect itself from the rising tide of disaffection which is sweeping Radioland. And among those brave men, Nerd Nork, Narco! As you may have difficulty in recalling, in our last episode of Descent Squad, Super Guy in his everyday guise as Nerd Nork Narco was being briefed by his chief, Inspector Buster Heads of the Federal Bureau of Drawers, where a dossier is kept on everybody.
Right this way, Mr. LaFong. Yes, quite right, sir. Certainly. This is our recording studio.
Quite nice, quite nice. This is a wonderful thing.
Are you ready to record?
Who's this?
Why don't you meet our engineer?
How'd you do?
Hello, Mr. LaFong. Take one.
Hello, Mr. LaFong.
Now, this hallucinogenic agent goes by the name of LSD, which, as you know, means he is God in Esperanto.
Everywhere we went, people said...
If anyone offers you a Muggles, decline politely. Or if you were to smoke this seemingly innocent little hand-rolled cigarette, you might find yourself suffering a greater or lesser distortion of your visual and auditory perceptions. A minute might seem like an hour. Music might sound strangely beautiful. You might feel disembodied, boundless, spinning helplessly through space in free fall, every atom of your being ringing with sweet joy. So watch it, kids. Life is serious business. Don't waste time on weird kicks. Learn to say no and say it often. A message in your interest from your government.
Winifred, what are you doing out of ranks?
Never mind. How would you like to have our boy lost and alone in the jungle?
Now I just open this valve and...
Because, gentlemen,
many young people throughout Radioland are doing dope. The scourge of dope and your dope, the evil weed.
A bunch of the guys and gals were sitting around rapping.
Rap, 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 rap.
I see you've had a heavenly messenger.
Oh, Jennifer, he's had a heavenly messenger.
Yes, they'd get you. So stay on your guard. Remember, your best friend may be your worst enemy.
a message in your interest from your government.
Kids, come here a minute. I got a good thing for you. I'm a Salvatore Scungio, and I'ma bring you something from the old country. Some Pakistani bliss of hashish to blow your head right off. I brought it from the real old country. Ah, come on, kids. You like it?
And all of you other kids out there in Radioland, support your government's seemingly hopeless struggle against the scourge of expanding consciousness, which is sweeping Radioland. Learn to say no, and say it often. A message from your government hand-to-hand with the Advertising Services Service of Babylon.
This is your weather girl, Molly Fay, with the latest news of the air. Weather will continue in your vicinity through the rest of your days and on into the future.
Good, they're tapping the lines.
The Bright House Gang, starring those rascally scalawags, Proconsul Dick Cancel, and his good chum and vice proconsul, Spiral Agony, and their buddy, Legal General Muddle of the Ministry of Judgment. As you may think you recall, in our last episode, our gang was trying to figure out some political strategy to distract the agitated young of Radioland from the deepening environmental crisis that threatens our very existence. As the scene opens, we hear Dick Cancel say,
"You know, guys, I've been thinking about sending the boys into Forbodia."
"Splendid thought, Mr. Proconsul. Truly perspicacious cogitation."
"It certainly is. It'll certainly give everybody pause, Dick. Perhaps even the enemy."
"You know, I had to promise the voters I'd get the boys out of Not Yet Man in order to get elected. And I sure don't want them coming back here, Spiral. Why, they're all a bunch of dope fiends."
"Indeed they are, Mr. Proconsul. Truly intention thinking."
"We've got enough dope fiends right here at home. Millions of them."
"Well, I'm not so dumb, you know, guys. I don't care what everybody says. Why, when I was a kid, that's how I got love, by being smart. Did you know, Spiral, that I can take any side whatsoever of any question whatsoever and argue so persuasively that I can thoroughly convince myself how rational it is?"
"Unfortunately, some individuals cannot be convinced by argument, no matter how rational."
"No doubt, there will be a few intention fools who will not understand that if we must send a million boys into Asia in order to withdraw them, we must do it."
"And there will be tens of millions, perhaps hundreds of millions of parked leninists and do-gooderists who will take this opportunity to once again provoke violence on the campus and in the street."
"Hopefully it won't come to that, guys. But if it does, well, there'll be nothing for me to do but declare it a national emergency. Put the August Assembly under temporary house arrest, and round up everybody.
Good plan.
And Dick? A pleasant necessity, Dick. Regrettable indeed.
Regrettable indeed. But what other alternative?
Our job right now, however, is to thoroughly defeat and humiliate the enemy in Fort Bodia and then withdraw quickly. And the only way I can think of preventing violence,
violence indeed,
on the campus is to order our government guardsmen to shoot the kill. Of course, Red Porcelain is not going to intervene against the biggest power on the globe, weakened though we may be by eternal distress and economic calamity, simply because she has overwhelming numerical superiority.
Certainly and not.
Suffers under the delusion that Radioland is threatening her.
And why indeed should we threaten her?
Considering the fact that we can't achieve victory over anybody or anything, I don't care what it is, through air power. Why,
hasn't
Radioland bombed more people than all the other great nations put together?
If
she is so foolhardy as to sweep down the peninsula of Lower Upper Under Indo-Asia porcelain, and our brave though these boys into the seam, well, I guess we'll be forced into a preemptive thermonuclear war in order to destroy her aggressive capacity.
And that would be awesome.
Well, all kidding aside, guys.
Yes.
I think the people of Radioland will be relieved to know that either their proconsul and his family and his vice proconsul, Spiral and Mrs. Legal General Muddle, yourself, and all our chums among the great and near great of Radioland will be protected from...
Turkey Time, the remedial product of strangling young parallel pipeheads. This week, Turkey Time, the great rip-off edition, has come to you via the dubious courtesy of Warp Listers E.T. Kruszewski and Tom Middlestore. Final arrangements and kernel knowledge implied by Heavy Guns Industries. This week's announcer's voice, faked by John Basis through the regretfully overfed and underwear cervixes of the Interstellar Galactic Hour Hour. Try it again next week when we hear announcer to say the program originally scheduled for this morning.
This has been a wrap. Vang. Stereo Productions.